In 1985, something very special came to Dorchester, and 40 years on, the Dorchester Community Plays Association are celebrating the very first of their 7 plays, Entertaining Strangers, with a reading of the script by past and present local actors. I caught up with Emma Hill, a talented actor, director and dancer who many of you will know, and asked her about her involvement in this marvellous community venture.
So I heard about Drummer Hodge through word of mouth in Dorchester, and it was particularly important to me because my grandfather fought in the Boer War for the Devon and Dorset. There was a strong link between family connection and Dorchester history.
Now, you did something outrageous, didn't you?
I did. I rode a bicycle in bloomers. I think it's one of those scenes that everyone will remember. I mean, I had so much fun doing that scene. It was great.
So we can say there's comedy in a community play.
There's lots of comedy in the community play, and I think that's what's really clever. So the playwrights bring in historical figures who've lived in Dorchester, worked in Dorchester, but they also manage to bring out their personality as well, so there's lots of humour. And it's really good fun to be involved in.
And I think you 3 girls, or was it 4 girls? I can't remember. Are you all still in contact?
We are, and we still call ourselves the Pope Sisters. So, yeah, there were 4 of us. So my daughter was horrified when she was cast as my sister in the play, but she's kind of over it now. We all still very much keep in touch, find out what we're doing, and whenever we're together we always say hello sister, so those relationships continue right the way through even future plays.
Now, you're a fine actress, very accomplished actress. Has that led to any other opportunities?
So I've always been involved in the theatre, and I think what's really special is for people that love to act, it has kind of built bridges between other local theatre companies. So following on from Drummer Hodge, the involvement in local theatre companies like Dorchester Drama, the New Hardy Players, there was a big influx of people who wanted to act and be together. And yeah, I think the opportunities opened up for everybody that's been in the community PA to pursue other projects with other theatre companies.
I seem to remember you playing Tess at Owamoyne in the middle of...
That was a long time ago, and it poured with rain. So my involvement with the New Hardy Players actually stems from day one. I'm one of the founder members, and I'm still really proud to be involved with the New Hardy Players, having acted and directed and written some material for them. Tess of the D'Urbervilles. I think we did 11 performances, 3 of which I was soaking wet for most of them in the rain, and a couple, I think the sun did come out, but yeah, absolutely brilliant. Anybody who wants to be involved in the community theatre, come and find us, Dorchester Community Play. Come and watch some of the New Hardy Players stuff, get involved, because community projects like this are so important for bringing people together.
And next I spoke to Lucy Allen, who organised the exhibition at Dorset Museum and the play reading.
Yes, we've organised a play reading of the first play called Entertaining Strangers that was performed 40 years ago in 1985. So there are some original cast that we've managed to get in contact with who've come back to look at some of the photographs and memorabilia. I'm quite keen that we try and identify who the actors were in the various photographs when we got people around who still remember them all. And there's one set of photographs that we've had printed that were apparently found in a skip at the brewery quite a number of years ago. And George Wickham, who used to look after the photo collection in the museum, was able to sort of digitally restore them. And so probably taken by the brewery photographer for the original production. And so we've got those photographs on display. We've also got a dress that I'd heard about and never seen, that's been in a suitcase for years and years.
Well, costume's a big part of this project, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. When the play went to the West End, the main character, Sarah Eldridge, that had been played in Dorchester by Maggie Ansell, was played by Judy Dench. And after the play, she donated her costume and Maggie had it in store for quite a while, and we've now got it, and that's why it's on display here today as well, that people can come and see that. And then this afternoon, whoever wants to can come along and find out about what the story is about, and hopefully take part and read a line or two and cover the script. We're going to do a play reading from 2 o'clock, and I have no idea how many people are going to have turning up to do that, so it will be interesting.
Well, there must be masses of people who would be interested if they could, and that would be the point, wouldn't it? I'm sure it's not because they don't want to, because these community plays really have a lot of players in them, don't they?
Yeah, I haven't counted the cast in this one, but it's certainly closer to 140 or 150, I think. I'm told there were massive debates between the director, Angelico, and the playwright, David Edgar, that she felt that it needed cutting, but he was very unwilling to accept cuts to it. Some people have told me it was too long, but it may have been 3 hours or so in duration, over two acts. And when it was originally performed, it was at the Church of St Mary's, which we haven't used since for a show. The subsequent community plays, they've used the hall at Harrison, up at Charlton Down. And I think since then, I think they've all been in the theatre at the Thomas Hardy School. Who knows where the next one will be. We maybe need some other space to explore.
Lucy Allen, a marvellous organiser. And next, I sidled up to a conversation going on between two people you might know, Jane McKell and Mark Shutter.
Yes,
who were you?
I was a child in it, so I was 10 years old, and I was in the choir directed by Andrew Dixon, who went on, of course, to work extensively with Mike Lee, which at that time as a child I didn't realise how famous some of these people were. And of course Angelico was just, amazing, wasn't she?
Amazing woman.
Do you want to say a bit about her as well?
Well, yeah, I mean, I found her totally inspiring. I mean, she was terrifying in some ways, but a grown woman that I was, but actually I had an inner child, but she was just amazing. And it, of course, it's her baby, the community play, which I went on to write about in magazines and newspapers, and even did some broadcasting about her story, because I found it so inspiring. But she was, I think she understood that bringing the community together in a story that was about their community, researched by them, and had all these professionals actually leading teams in design and direction and stage management and sound and lighting, and had somebody doing a warm-up, who was at the beginning of their career. It was an amazing idea, wasn't it, really?
And I loved also, I remembered in some of the warm-ups we were doing, there was lots of improvisation as well. So, she would really get us to think, Jellica would get us to think about our characters, what we were doing. Andrew would warm us up in the choir. And also, I remember I was a jockey as well. So they were very much teaching us also as young sort of actors about the physicality of theatre as well. Yes. And actually, like you said, bringing the community together, but also very much on the professional stage, because this play also transferred to London, with obviously Judy Dench playing the lead as well, and Tim Pickett-Smith. Yeah. And I think that's a fascinating point, that actually at St Mary Church in Dorchester in 1985,
that's where it began.
It began there, and we didn't really, I don't think all of us completely realised at the time about how professional this production was going to be, and the big names associated with it.
I must admit, because I was a trained drama professional practitioner, I did kind of know, and I was desperate to be part of
it. That's interesting.
And David Edgar and John Oram as well, and of course Angelico. I took every little ounce of what they had to say, and sometimes, because they knew that I had a bit of experience, I think they were quite tough on me.
Right, yes, yes.
But I loved it.
I think they could be tough. I mean, that's a good point to make, isn't it? That actually they were very, very, because they were so professional, they really want to get the best out of their actors and singers and everything. And they were tough. And if you didn't turn up to a rehearsal, you would get a telephone call.
And you had to be on time as well.
On time.
Like the profession.
Yes, very much so. But it was just, this is so nostalgic, isn't it, as well?
It is very nostalgic indeed. I mean, I also remember little moments which other people would not have noticed in dark corners, you know.
Yeah.
One of the things was David Edgar was not supposed to direct us. But he used to come up to you quietly and go, Jane, the Battle of Waterloo is mentioned three times. You mention it three times. The middle one is the meat in the sandwich. And I've never forgotten that. And then Angelico saw him and came up and she said, David, stop.
It was interesting. It was an interesting dynamic, wasn't it, between them all? And like you said earlier, the costume design was just phenomenal, wasn't it? Yes, the costume and the setting. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, and it wasn't particularly flouncy or princess-like. It was absolutely of the period.
Yeah.
It was just stunning. Yeah, and of course, John Oram has gone on to be a community director. He's the one now that's goes round the country,
Anne started to. And this is one of the plays, isn't it, that they mention in books and things in terms of community theatre that really was not one of the... I mean, it was one of the first, but there were a few before it, weren't there, as well?
She did The Poor Man's Friend in Bridport.
Yes,
I think maybe one other, but that, I think, was the first.
It was the first.
And I think we were almost second or third, so it was quite an honour, wasn't it, really?
Well, so lovely talking to you, Jane, about this. I mean, it just and we know each other really well, and
we do.
Remain friends.
I know, it was lovely to see your face.
Yes, and you.
I know, and... so you're teaching and loving it.
I'm teaching now, so this really did inspire me to go on and teach drama and become head of performing arts at Wave Alley. And
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much. And Jane inspired me as well, because she's amazing and such a professional actor as well. So thank you, Jane.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you see Entertaining Strangers in London at National?
That's an interesting point. I didn't. No. So that was it. And I chose not to, only for one reason, and that was I wanted to hold on to the atmosphere that was created in Dorchester at that time.
That's quite... Yes, I get that, because I saw it. But I was in contact with David when it was being cast.
Right.
And, you know, he said, oh, you should go. But then later on he said to me, in the foyer at the National, he said, I'm so sorry, Jane, but half your characters' words were cut anyway.
He said... And I've just looked through here at the script. It's very interesting. So I've seen the, obviously, National Theatre
one there.
Totally different. But one thing that I loved about the Dorchester play was that opening, where it began on the Waitrose, on the archaeological site there, and going back in time and history.
Yeah.
That was such an moving opening, I thought.
Very.
Which doesn't appear in the National Theatre one, which is interesting.
Oh, no,
it's different.
No, it's more of a play.
It's a play, isn't it?
On a stage.
Right. Yes, that's right. Right, yes,
but they did have a big train.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And it got fantastic reviews, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it was very good. Yeah. It was excellent, but very different.
Very different.
And I still prefer ours.
Yes, exciting. Even though it had Dame Judy in, which is amazing. She's a national treasure.
Oh, our national treasure. Right. Absolutely. I would have loved to be a national treasure.
Well, you are. No. You are. She's amazing, Jane. You've inspired
one,
so many people, which is great. So.
Jane McKell and Mark Chutter in conversation, and what a fantastic subject to talk about. Dorchester Community Plays, all seven of them. The last one was Spinning the Moon, and I hope you went along to that. And the one I was very much involved with was the one before, Drummer Hodge, which is brilliant.